course, like I tell them, we never did have any money, but when people were during that depression, when some of them were, of course, I was getting up a few years only then, but you take a person and give them milk and butter, and I was on the farm then altogether, and I had plenty of stuff raised. We canned a lot of stuff, and we had milk and butter, and we had eggs, we had a lot of chickens, and we'd can, and I tell you, you may, and we'd have bacon, that home cured bacon. You may get tired or something like that, but it's hard to starve a person to death on it. I found that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think food. Maybe you didn't have much of a variety, but the food had more flavor to it.
Yeah, no, we didn't have much variety. But we raised syrup cane, we had our molasses, and we just got along pretty good. But of course, we didn't have no money. We sure didn't. We just didn't have no money.
I'd like to ask you a few more questions there about the fireplace. For one thing, you mentioned you baked potatoes in the ashes there.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anybody baking bread in the ashes? Your grandfather maybe would?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've heard.
Right in the ashes, not in the Dutch oven.
Yeah, I've heard them talk about it. I never did see any of it.
But I wonder what he called it.
I don't know. I don't know what that was like, but I've heard them. I've heard them talk about that.
I've read about that. I think they call it ash cake.
Yeah.
And they said it had a flavor that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Because it's, I guess, just like bread that was baked right in the...
You know that old song, I don't know whether you ever heard it or not, but about old Uncle Ned. It's an old song I just can't remember when I was a kid, you know. Something about old Uncle Ned died long ago and he had no hair on top of his head where the people said the wool ought to grow. But anyway, he had no, it was the last, he said he had no teeth to eat the ash cake and he had to leave the ash cake be, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's an old song. And I've heard the old timers talk about that ash cake.
Well, I like to find that song because that tells you something that I didn't know. In other words, the crust must have been pretty tough.
Yeah.
Because Uncle Ned couldn't...
He couldn't go that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I visited my sister one time. I could take my tape recorder and I had some little old 15-minute deals. And I just sat down there and began to... Stuff that I know she'd remember, you know. And I went through a lot of that over there when we lived in Scott County when we was both kids. And went through a lot of that and then I ended up by singing Uncle Ned to her. Used to be an old man who lived with us. And he'd get her on one knee and me on the other. And he'd sing that old Uncle. I'd tell him, Uncle Key, I said, sing Uncle Ned. I can just remember that as well. And he'd sing that old song. And I let in, you know, and tried to sing what I remembered. I know she'd remember it too. She's a year or so younger than me, but I know she'd remember. And yeah, that's.
To go on with the fireplace, could you tell me or put on the tape how you cut the wood and where you'd keep the wood and how you'd build a fire and the whole business about a fireplace, that would be interesting.
Well, we'd